This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tomorrow's the deadline for people to temporarily renew their permission to stay in the U.S. under what are called the Dreamer rules. This covers people who came to the U.S. illegally as children. A clock had started ticking a month ago when President Trump said he would let the DACA program expire if Congress doesn't take action by next March. To temporarily renew costs money. From time to time, we check in with MacArthur Genius Grant winner Jose Quiñones of Mission Asset Fund in San Francisco. Normally, he helps immigrant families integrate into the U.S. financial system, but he saw this as an emergency, turning to charities and crowdsourcing to help people pay for their two-year extensions.
There was a certain segment of Dreamers that needed to apply for a renewal to renew their DACA status. They only had like a month to actually make that happen. And so we very quickly determined that the best way to actually help them, you know, meet that deadline of renewing before October 5th was actually to give them, you know, straight out full scholarships to make that happen. And we've actually raised almost close to $4 million from philanthropy and individuals throughout the country to actually help pay for their renewal status.
So what's the renewal? It was like almost $500, I think.
Right. It's a very pricey application. It's $495. And after the administration announced that they were going to end DACA on September 5th, they only gave people 1 month to renew. You know, and for a lot of people that, you know, again, they're just working, they're struggling to pay their rent or you know, just to make ends meet, you know, to begin with, you know, to add on top of that a very unexpected cost of $500, you know, just kind of threw a lot of people off.
Who came in needing the money?
We had a family, for example, that had three children, all three DACA recipients. They didn't have the money to pay for $1,500 to renew all three. They only had enough for one. And so they had to determine who of the three was going to get that application. But because of, you know, because of our efforts, they were able to get all three through. I mean, we heard from another student in Minnesota who he was fearful. I mean, to the point that he was sort of like paralyzed by that fear. So for days, he didn't know what he was going to do. He applied, and then he told us that once he received the check in the mail, he basically started to cry. And so he sent us a note, you know, very appreciative of the fact that we were able to help him out. And then, of course, we took all of that to sort of say, like, you know, just we are at least helping them have two more years of protective status so that they can continue to dream, they can continue to, you know, to work and really give back to, you know, to the only country that they know of.
Jose Quiñones at Mission Asset Fund in San Francisco, thank you. Social media played a key role in circulating news of those grants, especially, he says, a Facebook page called UndocuMedia.